What's up, party people? This is Jun Seth, and Krista Rose is in the bathroom pooping, so I'm going to do this on my own. This week has been chock full of content. There is so much stuff that we want to talk about. There are so many interviews that we've been doing. We are excited about that. And this little piece of audio, actually, that you're going to listen to in a second is going to be in our next episode, but we wanted to upload it here as a standalone piece so that you could share it. If you have the time, this is a OneCoin seminar that happened in Miami. Chris and I, along with a few other Bitcoiners, went in there and we disrupted it. We did everything we could basically to let everybody know exactly what OneCoin is. If you don't already know, OneCoin's a Ponzi. Their liabilities far exceed their deposits. They have no way of paying the people that have put money in. And at some point here, it's going to explode. We don't know when. It could be October. It could be next year. It could last 2 years. But as we know, with these things, they always fail. So if you'd be willing, we'd love for you to share this audio. We don't really ask for people to do that, but I think this is a really important piece. And frankly, I encourage any of you, if you have OneCoin meetings in your area, to maybe take a little inspiration and do the same thing. There. So as with anything that we do, sit back and enjoy.
I was reporting on
that. He's going to have Greg leave the warehouse here.
I came out on like Thursday of last week.
Did he have a good time?
And I am the person who was pulling that article. Yeah, I work
with the antique.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's true. I'm going to have the camera that went over there, and this is what I do for a living. It's always report on Ponzi's before they go.
Bye. Thank you. Who takes
over? Say what?
Yeah.
I'll probably head over there. ChrisRose.com. I don't have
ChrisRose.com.
When the Wolverines are
now. Hey guys, how many of you live in Mexico? What's like? You have? How much money do you have? How old are you? Okay, so as far as the starter package, how much did you pay?
Eddie.
Good to see you, my friend. My mind is okay. How much money do you have? They owe you. You put $160 in, 50% of that went to the So there's the liability to your 260. You put into the system 130, of which of that 130, 50% was the original, which was the bank had $65.
Great guy.
And the liability to you is the one of
that. But
they're necessarily
fine.
So what they're doing at this point is they're taking your money. They're very quickly telling you that they have more money, but they're telling you they have more money than they have left in their bank. You are running a Ponzi. It's an obvious Ponzi. You're ripping these people off. They're telling them the money in their 401k and their mortgages. You're a scammer. Guys, I was on the front cover of New Times reporting on something very similar to that.
Exactly.
Not that long ago. You can look me up. I'm a reporter. I work for American Banker. And a couple of Ponzi scammers like this guy is robbing you the liabilities of this bank far exceed their deposits. They're giving you lies. They're telling you that they're going to double, triple, quadruple your money. And guess what? That money isn't there. They are running a de facto Ponzi. You will probably go to jail. If not, Dr. Ruger will probably be on the run. All of you are being asked. He's going to tell you that I'm a skeptic. You can look me up on
Facebook. The guy doesn't know the financial industry.
The unfortunate thing, sir, is that you.
I'm going to show you.
No, I mean, like, you can show me, but the unfortunate thing is you believe it yourself. You are also with your money, and you're taking the liability for all the people you're bringing in. So I believe that you fully believe what you're saying.
I'm taking great joy in helping these people profit.
They're not profiting.
You know it all.
He's absolutely right. They're not profiting. They're numbers on a web page that will disappear along with the bank at one quarter.
We are selling every day. You can
correct. Because you're making numbers up. I'm sure you're selling every day. Their deposits will go into your bank. You will show them a number that is due. This is a classic Ponzi. And you're offering far greater rates than Bernie Madoff.
Here it is, friend. Here's what
everybody here has paper earnings.
Are you going to trust 214 governments?
That's a lie. That's not true.
Governments or the shit on the internet.
How many people here who have taken actually taken their money out? How many people here have actually tried to withdraw? You've got one. Anyone else?
Doesn't matter. You just said.
I'm not.
I rent for 30 minutes. For a living. Are you authority? Sir, are you authority?
Call
sir? Are you an authority?
You're a rough
yes, okay.
I am.
All right, you want me to call the police?
You can call the police. This is a Ponzi scheme. This is a de facto Ponzi scheme.
How do you know?
Because their liability is far exceeded deposits, people. It's not that hard. It's that simple. They're telling you this is decentralized in some capacity, and it's not. You're routing your money out of the country to God knows what country is this based out of. What country?
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria! You're sending your money to Bulgaria where there are absolutely no control, no regulation, and the liabilities are growing far faster than deposits. They're going to point at a blockchain like it's a magical money factory, but it is not. Dollars either go into the facility in order for dollars to come out.
Bitcoin.
It's necessarily fractional.
Bitcoin.
Anybody puts your money in, they will go fractional probably around Q3 or Q4, which is when he says that it will double or triple or whatever your day of coming is going. Are you a one-coin investor? Do you own one-coin? So that's why you want me to leave. All the one-coin investors want me to leave because they don't want the rude, the guys that are new to this, to hear their message.
Fine. Should we go?
We'll go. That's my point. Guys, reward. This will probably come out in the very form. I was going to keep my mouth shut, but frankly, this is vulgar. These poor people who cannot afford to leave money, putting a substantial amount of money that they cannot afford. Please don't do it. Look me up on Chris Rose. I did this a few times not that long ago for Christie, the bank in West Palm. He's making money at your expense.
I'm not an investor.
It's a different argument.
We can have an argument about that, but a different.
80 trillion.
We are. We're with the company of Bitcoin.
We know all about Bitcoin, and we do not recommend investing in Bitcoin either. Most of these Bitcoin works because it deals with drug dealers. It's not something you want to invest in. Same with this. Well, this is a drug dealer.
Thank you.
Reward. Let me have a Chris Rose. I'd be happy to walk you through it. Don't leave your money.
You are scamming people. No, he's not. He's investing steadily. He's investing.
Oh, yeah, I want my shirt on.
Just let you know.
Yeah,
you're
going to
have your money.
Thanks for my
money.
Thank you. Yeah, just get the fuck out of here. I've already got security.
That is one of the most hilarious pieces of audio that I have ever had the pleasure of listening to or frankly producing. Chris and I had a ton of fun going down to Miami to make it. So I want to reiterate and encourage you, if you have OneCoin meetups in your area, please consider going. Do something similar. Don't let them take money from old people. Don't let them take money from unsuspecting young people. Frankly, we came here excited about the lack of regulations, blah, blah, blah. And I think that Chris and I have said this for a very, very long time. We as a community need to police ourselves. And I think that's what this looks like. So speaking of Chris, he's actually in the bathroom still. He's taking the longest shit I've ever seen him take. So I'm gonna have to do the end alone here, which I think is fine. So if you wanna get in touch with us, please get in touch with Chris on Twitter. His handle is DeRoseTech. Talk to Chris, don't talk to me. And if you want to participate in Bitcoin conversation all day long, we have a community set up on Telegram. It's in the Coin Dojo. Ask Chris on Twitter if he can get you in. He will get you into there, and you will have more Bitcoining than you have ever wanted in your entire life. In the meantime, share this video. And this is John Seth, chunking up the deuce to the south. The mass has ended. Go in peace. St. Catherine, pray for us.